You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Philip Chan is head of Page Hotels, the Hong Kong-based company which recently launched a brand new property in the heart of London. Page 8 is just off Trafalgar Square with incredible views and a prime location for exploring, something the brand aims to inspire with its setup and ethos. Philip also oversees the hotel's cafe concept called Page Common and is an avid photographer himself, creating much of the brand's content. Page is part of his family's business, the Butterfly Hospitality Group, with 6 properties in Hong Kong. His grandfather started in textiles, with his father shifting the business into hospitality. But Page was Philip's idea to offer a fresh perspective on the boutique hotel experience, while inspiring guests to explore much more about the areas around the properties, and to introduce them to interesting local businesses and artisans whose products they stock in the hotels. Their first location is Page 148, which overlooks the Kowloon Cricket Club in Hong Kong's Jordan neighborhood. And just before Christmas, they opened the doors on Page 8 here in central London. Here's Philip now with the story of Page Hotels.
I guess it all started back in 2014 when we looked at what the market's offering and what is being offered and will be offered as well. So I travel back and forth London and Hong Kong quite a bit, and I'm someone who loves to travel. So I go to New York, you know, Japan and all that stuff. And through sort of experience, you realize actually the hotel market's changing quite a bit during 2014. I think that's a surge of the hipster hotels. You know, you have the Citizen M's, you have Soho House. And then we realize actually hotels changing as an operation. And we also realize actually, apart from hotels, hospitality group is changing quite a bit. You have WeWorks back then and all that stuff. So we realized actually we can do a much better product, especially when we have such a prime location in London and such a prime location in Hong Kong. That's when we decided, actually, let's try and do something different. Back in 2014, my team and I were quite junior in terms of what we wanted to do as an operation or in terms of brand. So all we thought of is branding. It's literally just pretty signage, a pretty image, and a pretty name. So that's what we thought. So we went to Google, went to Hong Kong graphic designers, and just went for a list of people, and we thought, let's approach them. And we're very lucky, actually. We approached a person, her name is Elaine Falk, and she told me especially that branding is not about the name, not about the image, and not about visual. It's about the character, what you want to build. So if you treat branding as a person, this person or this brand is supposed to represent something. You're supposed to be able to translate something you want to do to the rest of your customers. And that's how we sort of got into the branding of Page Hotels and decided, and that's how sort of the foundations of what Page Hotels is built on. It's actually through this person starting up, igniting all the conversation, what we actually want to do, what we actually represent, and how we want to build ourselves as a brand. Our family started off as textiles, so we were in the textile business. And I suppose, luckily enough, and my dad's is pretty good at what he does, is he changed the business from textiles into hotels. And that's also because I did my boarding school in UK. So he had to come back and forth and just to check up on me, you know, exits, leave outs and all that stuff. So there were these sort of service apartments popping up in London when I was studying, so 2004, 2005. And there was one that's called Number 5 Maddox Street. So it's super cool, super chic, big, nice apartments, and they are cheaper than your Four Seasons. And he thought there's a potential in changing that boutique hotel industry in Hong Kong as well. So he was actually one of the first few boutique hotels, well, Butterfly was, that opened in Hong Kong. And I've always thought being an entrepreneur is hard, but at the same time, it's easy. Bringing an idea is easy, but executing is hard. So there's actually a phrase in Chinese, which is to start is easy, but to maintain is harder. So I try to fix my head away around the phrase is, it's how do I improve the situation? If we stick with this business, we have to improve. And if we have to improve, we have to follow the trend or be better than the trend. So luckily enough, like I said, I travel relatively frequently because I just like to travel. I'm a photographer and all that stuff. And the idea of Page is just natural. That came to me that, or at least to the team, that we could transform a normal room-led hotel into something that's a bit different, which is coffee shop, hotels, event space, and a restaurant on the rooftop as well. So the property itself is 138 bedrooms, rooftop restaurant, a coffee shop in the reception, office and event space in the basement. And on the ground floor, we have retail spaces as well. So we have 5 retail spaces. One of them is actually occupied already. So technically there's 4 availability. The whole idea is actually to blend with the neighborhood. We wanted to actually make this neighbor a better space as well, because we think Trafalgar Square is sort of a great, great, great location, but a little bit undervalued when you compare to the rest of the London spaces. So we wanted to bring something that's a bit different to the space. And in terms of hotels, that area is not as developed as before. Now it's very, very developed. I mean, there's a lot of competition around, but we want to bring something that's a bit different that pulls locals and international guests together. Mm. That was one of the main ideas for Page Hotels there. First, we hope that everyone who steps into Page Hotels or Page 8 or Page Common can see the amount of effort we put in every single detail. So we're quite meticulous in what we do. So when you go into Page Common as a coffee shop, you will see that there's tons of travel magazines, lots of lifestyle books, and obviously Monocle magazines and all that stuff. So we actually choose our magazines specifically so that our guest actually reads travel content, lifestyle content. When we're having coffee, the coffee blend we actually choose specifically for like latte or flat white, so milk coffees. That's a blend we actually specifically chosen for that. And we have actually 3 or 4 hand drip menus, and they're all specifically chosen as well. So that's also translated into the rooms. We have a drip bag in the rooms, which is a Rwanda bean. Unlike the Nespressos you probably get in a lot of high-end hotels, we actually do our own coffee drip bags in the rooms. We have our own bespoke tea blend in the rooms. And like I said before, we choose everything from shower gels to beds to pillows to linens to collaterals. Everything, it's sort of gone through detail. So detail is a big, big thing about translating what we want to do. Honestly, I would say the most important people when you want to succeed is actually the people around you. I'm literally no one without my friends and families and colleagues. Like, no matter how good I am, it would not be as good as you can if you don't have the help that you have. I'm very lucky I'm born as I am, so I don't choose who my dad is, or I don't choose where sort of what my dad do, but what he accomplished is something that I'm very eternally grateful for. But at the same time, it's his company and it's his colleagues that sort of assisted me throughout the ways as well. So all I did, I must say, is just to implement one idea. I think that works. And I spent a lot of time trying to convince them this is going to work. I've done a lot of homework to convince them. So I did, you know, research, marketing research, commercial research, everything to make sure that this idea actually works. Otherwise, people would rather cave into something that's a bit more safe than expand into something that's a bit risky. So I have done my work to make sure that the ideas I think works. But at the same time, it's these people that surround around me that makes this happen. So how do I measure myself? I would say I measure myself by the people that's I'm surrounded by. You know, the team I have in London, they're amazing. Every one of them are amazing. I mean, whoever visited Page 8, I would say they're happy with the service because they're always smiling. There's not one person who's not smiling. And these are basically the pillars of what we do. So people are actually the pillars of what we do. And I'm only part of, I'm just a gear to this whole mechanism. And if it makes a difference, everyone is a big part of it, I suppose. The building itself is a 1950s building. It was actually built as a hotel back in the days. So the first plan application that we read when we were doing this planning is it's designed for a hotel. But the owner back then decided to be an office instead. So when we purchased this property, it was an office for a publisher. And then the ground floor is filled with 3 big tenants. So we have Post Office, Pret, and Flight Center. What we did was we sort of changed the office floors into hotels. So 4 floors, 34 rooms per floor. And then we added another floor on top, which became a rooftop restaurant. And then we changed the retail from a big space offering, you know, post office, which the retail industry has changed as well. So we actually shrunk it in size and made it into 4 or 5 retails, depending on the layout. So the layout is actually quite similar to what it was. It just changed because the facade changed. We kept the original facade, but we changed all the windows. We changed all the claddings and all that stuff. So when you look at it, it looks sort of new, but at the same time, it's old. So we wanted to marry the historical looks of the building, but at the same time, we wanted to add a bit of twist to it. So the hotel entrance is facing St. Martin's Place. So it's literally right opposite National Portrait Gallery. The original idea is to design it as if it looks like a coffee shop rather than a hotel, so that locals are interested in coming in without feeling it's a hotel. So, you know, not a lot of people would actually just walk into, you know, Savoy to have a cup of coffee. So that's something that we really try to avoid in terms of design. So we have, you know, a coffee A sign, like those A boards in the front. We have, you know, coffee chairs outside. We have coffee board menus in the reception. So we try to be as inviting as we can in terms of design. But at the same time, we wanted to keep a bit of elegance to the design what we're trying to create. For a few things I'm focusing on right now is actually to make sure that rooftop restaurant will be opened for summer. We hope this restaurant will be, you know, talk of the town, the place where everyone wants to go. So we'll have bars, restaurants, and sort of quick foods upstairs, I suppose. Mm. Another thing that we want to focus on is sort of the retails as well. We want to make sure the retails we're going to have there is it matches with the brand and it matches with the neighborhood. So actually, the food scene has been increasingly impressive around the hotel. So we have Bancone, Tandoor Chop House, Barafina, Fumo. These are really good restaurants. And, you know, if we can get in someone that's as good, if not better, in these areas, I think that's a win-win for everyone around this space.
Philip Chan from Page Hotels. My thanks to Philip for coming in to share his story. Be sure to check out page 148 next time in Hong Kong and page 8 here in central London. Thanks as well to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this program. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.